This CD is your introductory CD to weight loss with hypnosis. It explains to you what hypnosis is, what it's not, and how hypnosis works to help you to lose weight. It gets rid of the myths and some of the old wives' tales regarding hypnosis. It explains to you how hypnosis works, what your unconscious mind does, and what your conscious mind does, and why you can achieve changes with hypnosis that seem amazing, changes that seem miraculous to many people. I'm going to explain to you how you can get these great results, results that were virtually impossible no matter how hard you tried, no matter how many times you tried. It doesn't matter. This is different. The techniques we use are different. Now, how did this program of weight loss hypnosis come about? Well, it was developed over many years as I tried to find a way to manage my own weight and help those around me who were asking for my help. I started working with people and using hypnosis way back in 1998. Since then, I've worked with thousands of people and tried hundreds of methods. The program that your trained therapist is offering to you here was developed over those years by research, trial and error, and dogged persistence. What we have today is a first-class program that works extremely well to help people lose weight. Anyone who has struggled with their weight has tried all the diets under the sun. You know how to lose weight. The problem is keeping it off. What research is continuing to find over and over again is that diets don't work. What I mean by that is of all the people that go on a diet, only 5%, yeah, 5%, keep off the weight they lost. Everyone else, that's a huge 95%, puts it all back on and more. And why does that happen? It's because when they come off the diet, the old cravings and eating habits kick back in and take over again. So what we realize is the real issue is not the diet, it's the mindset. You know how to diet. What you have trouble with is the cravings. What people want is a way to break the old eating habits, to change their mindset so that they can enjoy healthy food over fattening high-calorie food. And they want a way to stay motivated, to eat right and exercise regularly. This is what hypnosis gives us and more. Now let's take a look at why hypnosis works. It works because we have two different minds. You know, we have a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. Our conscious mind is smart. It thinks, it reasons, it judges, and it analyzes. Our unconscious mind, on the other hand, it doesn't think at all. It doesn't judge, it doesn't reason, it doesn't analyze. Yep, it simply does whatever it's been programmed to do, just like a machine or a computer. Whatever it's programmed to do, it does over and over. That's how the unconscious mind works. So guess where those cravings are stored? You got it. In the unconscious mind. Now, how does it all work? Well, if you put good information into your unconscious mind, you get good results out. On the other hand, if you put garbage in, you get garbage out. Now, when it comes to food and eating, we've all been programmed since birth. We've got so many ideas around food, and they all went into our unconscious mind before we were old enough to think for ourselves. Ideas from our parents, our teachers, our friends, the media, watching TV shows, reading advertisements. It could be something that people said to you when you were growing up. Whatever it was, it really doesn't matter. But here is the situation. If something comes into unconscious mind with enough power or enough emotion or enough times, if it becomes lodged in there, you have a program that tells you what to do. Something that your conscious mind may tell you that you don't want to do. But if it's in the unconscious mind always wins out. It makes up 95% of the mind. And the conscious mind, as smart as it is, only makes up 5%. Now let me give you a very easy example of how easy your unconscious mind works. When you were really little, do you remember that you couldn't tie your shoelaces and you had to consciously think first? Well, this string goes here and then that one goes there and that goes there. And then you had to ask someone to help and you had to keep doing it over and over until you finally did it about 12 times successfully. Then it became automatic. It became easy and effortless, and you could just tie up your shoelaces without even thinking about it. That means it became part of your unconscious repertoire. Now you can tie your shoelaces without thinking about it. It just happens automatically. It's unconscious. This is the same for any habit that we decide we want to change. The behavior has become unconscious. Whether it's bad eating habits, smoking, nail biting, or whatever it is, if we do the same thing over and over enough times, it becomes lodged in our unconscious mind, which is like an unconscious computer. And then that unconscious mind just keeps telling us over and over to repeat that behavior over and over again. So we do. Unconsciously. How many times have you eaten a whole bag of chips or a packet of Bickies or a heap of ice cream only to be surprised when you reach the end and you really can't even remember eating all of them? But somehow they're all gone and you're left with the empty packet. That's because that eating was unconscious. It's like we just space out as we shovel it in. Because this behavior is unconscious, we can decide that we're going to change it. We can set New Year's resolutions or set goals and get determined, yes, I'm going to change it. But it doesn't work, does it? No, it doesn't work because we're setting those goals with our conscious mind, the thinking part of the mind. And yet the habit, the program for that bad eating behavior is lodged in the unconscious mind, the unthinking mind. Now, the conscious mind is really smart, but it only takes up 5% of the mind. The unconscious mind accounts for 95% of our mind and is the part of the mind that keeps us alive. It beats our heart, it pumps our blood, digests our food, regulates hormones, heals wounds, it grows our hair, blinks our eyes. It does all of those amazing things that keep us alive, and it does them all unconsciously. Think about it. You know, all of that happens without us even having to think about it at all. And you know, if we had to remember to breathe, we just might forget every now and then. Our conscious mind is really smart, but it's our unconscious mind, the unthinking mind, that is really powerful. And usually we don't have access to that part of our mind. You know, like we can't change our heartbeat or run our life systems just from thinking about it. And yet this is where our old eating habits are stored, way down there in the unconscious mind. However, there is a way to access your unconscious mind. And it's easy, it's fun, and it feels great. And that is hypnosis. So first, let's start with what the definition of hypnosis is. A lot of people tell me I've never been hypnotized before. I don't think I can be hypnotized. And I say to them, well, you know, I'm really sure that you can be hypnotized. Anyone of average intelligence who can follow along to what I'm saying can be hypnotized. So if you're listening to this CD and it's making sense, you can be hypnotized. Let me give you an example. Have you ever driven your car from A to B without remembering how you got there? So if you weren't consciously driving your car and you can't remember consciously driving your car, then who was driving your car? Your unconscious mind. That's right, because anything that we do over and over becomes an automatic behavior in the unconscious mind. Driving is a perfect example. So is swimming or bike riding or any other activity. Remember when you first started to drive? You're probably so nervous about doing it right. You were probably too afraid to take your hands off the wheel, to open the window or change the radio station. there was certainly no way you could reverse park smoothly. Now you're happy to drive along, changing the radio station, switching on the heater, winding down the window, munching on a snack or whatever. Driving has become automatic. It's become unconscious. You may be surprised to learn that we all go into and out of hypnosis states many times a day. Have you ever had the experience right before you wake up in the morning where you're not really awake, you're still half asleep, in that in-between zone? Well, that's an example of a hypnosis state. So is daydreaming. So is being in the zone when you're playing sport or when you're engaged in a hobby that you love. When you're doing something that you enjoy so much, you just feel like you're in the zone, or you completely lose track of time because you're enjoying yourself. So you have been hypnotized many, many times before, because it's a perfectly natural state that happens quite regularly in our lives without us even being aware of it. And that's why I know with 100% certainty that yes, you can be hypnotized. The other thing is that some people get really worried about being made to quack like a duck or to do something silly. Well, first of all, contrary to what you might think, a hypnotherapist cannot make you do what you don't want to do. You are and always will be in control of your mind. We're only able to help to get the results you want because you have decided to cooperate with us. Hypnosis takes your cooperation. Otherwise, you are in control. Secondly, we're not here for entertainment. We're trained professionals. We're here to help you to grow and for you to achieve any goal or whatever it is that you want for yourself. We care about you. We care about weight loss. We know how painful it is to be carrying around all those unwanted kilos, to be feeling low on self-esteem, to not liking oneself because one's too big. We know how that feels. We're not here playing games. We're here to help. But anyway, so how do those states show people do what they do? Well, you know, they ask for volunteers. People are at a stage show. They know what's going to happen. So who do you think puts up their hand to be a volunteer? Of course, they're extroverts and they're people who kind of somehow must want to act silly when they're up on stage because they know that's what's going to happen. They put their hand up. They volunteer for it. So yes, you know, I hate to break the illusion, but those stage hypnotherapists also cannot make anyone do what they don't want to do. We simply don't have that much power. Maybe it would be great if we did, but we truly don't. You are in control. It is that simple. You've got to really want to do this, and when you do, that's when the awesome power for hypnosis comes in. When you want hypnosis to work, it works. It kicks in and it starts working for you so that you can more easily make your changes more effortlessly than you have ever dreamed possible. Okay, so let's quickly review. You have a conscious mind and you have an unconscious mind, and your conscious mind is only about 5% of your mind. The real power of your mind that can make you into anything that you want to be more easily, more effortlessly than you dreamed possible is your unconscious mind. Hypnosis is the tool that we may use to open the door to the unconscious mind. You have been in hypnosis many, many times before, when you were daydreaming, when you were watching TV, when you were driving from A to B and you don't even remember how you got there. Hypnosis is the tool that we use to get into your unconscious mind, but we can only do that because you allow it, because you want to offer your cooperation. We simply can't make you do anything that you don't want to do. It's just not possible. You're the one who must make the decision. You're the one who decides, I want to lose the weight. And then you're willing to make the changes that allow that to happen. So what does hypnosis feel like? Well, first of all, most people describe it as one of the most relaxing things of their lives. It's wonderful. Every muscle, every part of your body becomes relaxed, calm. Your mind becomes tranquil and serene. It's a wonderful experience. And when you're in that relaxed state, you find that 95% of that awesome, powerful, unconscious mind opens up. And then we're able to give you the suggestions to make the weight loss changes that you want. We're able to help you to break the cravings for those old fattening foods, to allow you to enjoy healthy low-cal foods, to increase your desire to exercise and feel more motivated to stay on track with healthy eating. So hypnosis is very relaxing. It's very peaceful and calm. And yet at the deep unconscious level, the changes occur. All the new information goes into your unconscious program, and consciously, you don't even have to work at it. You don't have to make an effort. You just relax, and the information goes in effortlessly. Now, some people are worried that they're going to be under like in an anesthetic or zoned out or zonked out or feel weird or strange. But it's just not like that at all. Hypnosis is like a gentle relaxation. You're not asleep and you're not under. Just gently relaxed, hearing everything that's being said and aware of the sounds in the room. So you're awake, you're aware, you are in control. You're simply gently relaxed, that's all. In fact, hypnosis feels so normal that you'll probably wonder if you're in it at all. It will only be after you come back at the end of the session that you'll realize that you were in a gently relaxed state. What your hypnotherapist does is take you on a journey. You're sitting there deeply relaxed, enjoying it, and your unconscious mind is like a sponge, absorbing and accepting the powerful suggestions for change so that the weight loss changes and healthy eating changes occur easily, effortlessly, powerfully, permanently, and your conscious mind may or may not be thinking or paying attention. It doesn't really matter. So I just want you to know, most importantly, that you are the boss. You are the one in control. Your therapist knows the territory and acts as a very specialized tour guide. Your trained therapist knows how to take you exactly to the point where we can open the door to your unconscious mind using the right wording, the right phrasing, the right sequence of words and phrases, exact mechanisms that allow this information to go deeply into your unconscious mind, where it brings about the changes you have decided to make to your eating and your health. Some people, after being hypnotized, notice that they feel some tingling in their fingers. Others notice a general sense of well-being, a deep relaxation and tranquility, peace in their mind. Others notice that they drift off, they daydream, they see beautiful colors. Others just experience a nice sense of comfort. Nothing dramatic. All of these experiences are natural and normal. Everyone responds differently. It's all good. So all through our lives, we've been taught to use our conscious mind, the thinking part of our mind, that small 5% of our mind. We've been taught to use willpower and determination. But when it comes to weight loss, we know that that just doesn't work. We were taught that we should just try harder, try harder. Well, I've no doubt that you have tried very hard to lose weight, because nobody wants to be overweight. You've probably tried every diet, shake, and pill known to man. And if I was to say to you that they just don't work, well, you'd agree with me, because you've really tried them. What I want to do now is give you the answer. Hypnosis. It works on that unconscious part of the mind where the old bad eating habits are stored. It works on the cravings, so it gives you the results you want. Hypnosis works with that 95% of the mind that is powerful and runs your automatic behaviors and habits and programs. That's what bad eating is. It's automatic and it's a habit. It's a program. So when we work on the part of the mind that stores those habits and programs, it's finally possible to change them. And what is wonderful is that that change happens automatically and easily. It feels like magic, even though it's actually very scientific. So with hypnosis, we can get the 95% of the mind that is so powerful it controls all of our life systems. It keeps us alive by pumping our heart and doing all the other millions of things that need to be done at the biological level to keep us alive. We get that part of the mind working for us. In hypnosis, your unconscious mind absorbs all the information deeply, powerfully, like a sponge, accepting all the information. Then it responds by changing the old bad eating habits into good, healthy ones. It increases your desire to exercise and helps to motivate you to want to stay healthy. So if that sounds like something that you would want, then I urge you to give weight loss hypnosis a go. Call the number on the front of this CD. Talk to your trained weight loss therapist and find out how weight loss hypnosis can work for you. I wish you all the very best on your weight loss journey.